Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to yet another lovely episode of the Gear Corner. I am your host, Spuds. I feel I might need to explain the title of this episode, which is Thanos Ain't Got Shit On Me. I said shit on me. It has to do with the Keeley 4-in-1s. There are 5 iterations of the 4-in-1 dirt boxes that they've been putting out. The Muse Driver, which is Andy Timmons' 3rd pedal with Keeley, if I'm not mistaken. The Noble Screamer, which is the ODR1 and the Tube Screamer. All of these are modded, of course. Then there's the Blues Disorder, which is the Blues Breaker and the OCD. The Super Rodent, which is the SD1 and the Rat. And then the Angry Orange, which is the 91 Civil War Big Muff Fuzz, and the DS1 Waza. I decided that I needed to be like Thanos and collect all of the Infinity Stones, and so there you have it. They just came in, like, an hour ago. So I created a board, trying to look up reference photos on social media, and just went with what Keeley's homepage is for the forum as far as stacking order. I mean, I reached out, but, you know, he's a busy man. So if I get a reference back and it's something different than the photo, then I will put an addendum episode out, I suppose. But anyways, it's neither here nor there. It doesn't fucking matter. So we've got literally every single pedal on the board minus the what is the amp and cabinet. Or amps and cabinets, or amp and cabinets, microphones, etc. Other than that, everything is Keeley. And we've got all 5 of the 4-in-1 boxes. So, yeah, there you go. Thanos ain't got shit on me. Then we've got the Muse Driver going into the Noble Screamer, going into the Blues Disorder, going into the Super Rodent, going into the Angry Orange. 2 of the 5 pedals are in stock mode, meaning the tone stack and the drive stack match each other. The Muse Driver is in a hybrid mode. The Blues Disorder is in a hybrid mode. And the Super Rodent is in a hybrid mode. The only 2 that are in their standards are the Noble Screamer, which we are utilizing the ODR1, and then the Angry Orange, which we are utilizing the Civil War Big Muff. And after trying all of these, I mean, granted, I've only given it about an hour. I've had the Noble Screamer since it came out. I've had the Muse Driver since it came out. I got the Angry Orange when all 3 of the latest boxes got announced. And then I finally pulled the trigger and said, you know, fuck it. Get the other 2. Man, the Blues Disorder is just out of this world. I'm very impressed. It's very loud. Everything's at 3 o'clock. But we have the tone stack is in the OCD mode, but the clipping is in the Blues Breaker mode. And like I said, everything's at 3 o'clock, tone, drive, and level. And dude, this thing sounds fucking great. So clean. Blues Disorder. I mean, that's bassy as fuck. Which, to me, makes sense because, you know, the OCD is a very dark-voiced pedal. And, you know, if you want to fucking fight me, that's fine. Just go on bunkerbrigadepodcast@gmail.com and talk shit. You know, write a death threat or a love letter or whatever. And, you know, I'll read it on one of the episodes. Going back to the important shit, I started fucking around with all of the settings for each of the pedals and seeing what stacked well into each. I was trying to dial in my type of tones using the signal chain order in which the photo is posted in Robert Keeley's office in Keeley Electronics in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. I think the Blues Disorder is perfect right in the middle of all 5 of the pedals. The Noble Screamer, I love the ODR. The ODR circuit is badass. I have 3 variations from Jeremiah Justice. Shout out to the Sound of Justice FX. We've done episodes already of each of those iterations. going up against this Noble Screamer. Check it out. I've done episodes with the Noble Screamer and the Muse Driver. I've done at least one episode with the Noble Screamer, the Muse Driver, and the Angry Orange. And so now, you know, Thanos. The Blues Disorder sounds awesome right in the middle. And the reason I say that is because the Muse Driver sounds great on its own. The Noble Screamer sounds pretty damn good. It's thick. But dumping those stacked into the Blues Disorder is just huge. I mean, it sounds so massive. And yet it's still like tame enough. It's beautifully voiced for sustained like lead notes. Possibly dumping a halo and an echoes and, you know, a Hydra. And we have the halo into the Hydra into the echoes. That is our effects loop, the Keeley trifecta. So then I started trying to mess with the Blues Disorder going into the Super Rodent and the Angry Orange. And I like what comes of it. But what really sold me on it was dumping them into the Angry Orange and having the Angry Orange full tilt on the complete Civil War muff settings. And that just, that made it fucking sing. So let's go back and start at the beginning where we have our clean. The Muse Driver currently set. Got a nice little grit to it, nice little bite, nice little drive, nice little presence, nice little push. It's got a good enough, range of gain if we hold it out. But the level and the drive are only at about 1 o'clock. And the tone's like just after noon, just after 12 noon. The tone stack is in the AT mode, meaning that we've got the notched out, focused mid-range. That's one of Andy's signature moves. That's why that's in this pedal. And then the drive circuit, the clipping is in the RK because it's just in your fucking face. I think it's a germanium. If I'm not mistaken, Andy's, the AT is the silicon and RK is germanium. Add a little Hydra reverb to it. Maybe a little too much. That's good. All right, so let's turn that off. The Noble Screamer, the way I've got it set, tone and level are completely dimed. The drive is only at 2 o'clock. We do have both the tone stack and the clipping stage in the OD mode. Fat. Sassy. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Spuds, what the actual fuck are you doing? You can't do anything with that. Well, maybe. But I dialed in the pedals while they were being stacked. So how they sound independently, I'm not too terribly concerned about because while I was messing around, and as I will provide the examples for you, the Noble Screamer is legitimately like a fattener. It's a saturator. It's a low-end boost to dump into the Blues Disorder. And what it does is really neat. So let's show you what... We already did the Blues Disorder, but we'll do it again as a reminder. Blues Disorder on its own. I mean, that sounds fucking awesome. If we were to put the Muse Driver only into the Blues Disorder. That is very warm. But if we were to add the Noble Screamer in between the two of them, it actually adds more gain and allows more chunk. It's almost like the tone stack for the AT dumping through the ODR into the OCD. It's almost like it overloads and forces the low end to be rounded off. It's weird. Check this out. So, blues disorder. Add the Muse driver. And then let's ready for noise floor, because here comes the Noble Screamer. Right, so it is nice and hissy, but if we do something like sustain a lead note, it sings. So we're going to turn on the halo and then add all three. I mean, that's insane. Granted, I know, tons of hiss, but dude, you're stacking three fat ass drives into each other and there's still dynamic greatness. Like the ability to just be able to chill and not dig into the strings. I mean, it just creates its own compression. I totally get it. It's funky as shit. So, okay, let's move forward. The Super Rodent, I've got it with the tone and level dimed and the drive at 2 o'clock, very much exactly like the Noble Screamer, but the Super Rodent is in hybrid mode. We've got the Rat tone stack, or the Rodent tone stack, but the SD clipping. I like what it does. It's louder, just more in your face. I don't know. That works for me. I don't know what to tell you. Yes, it just does. It sounds really cool to me. So the Angry Orange, the way I've got it set up, like I said, everything is full tilt. Tone, drive, and level are completely dimed. And both the tone stack and the clipping switches are up. So they're in the MF-91 Civil War muff. Like, that sounds dope as shit to me. If we were to put the Blues Disorder into the Angry Orange, oh. Ooh. But again, if we were to do something like add the Halo and the Hydra, That's just the angry orange. Add the blues disorder. Sustain for days. Now, if we were to have the angry orange and the blues disorder and add the super rodent, so add the blues disorder. Now add the super rodent. Yes. And then if you were just to go completely nuts, do the Halo Hydra and Echoes with the Blues Disorder, Super Rodent, and the Angry Orange. I mean, just wow. So if you take the original three that we were talking about, stacking them, Muse Driver into Noble Screamer into Blues Disorder, and do the same. Just stupid. It's so dumb. It's so dumb. That's awesome, man. What else is there to say? Pick some up. Start messing around. Play around with them, dude. The rig that I use hasn't changed. It's still a two notes revolt guitar on the American Clean, which is like a 65 deluxe reverb. It's an all analog circuit. It's got a tube preamp. All five of the dirt boxes are going into the front of that. The Halo Hydra and Echoes are going into the effects loop of that. XLR is going out of the revolt guitar directly into the interface because it has a dedicated analog cabinet emulation. You can't change anything about it. Perfect. So then the quarter inch out of the revolt guitar, which is the preamp, including everything in front of the preamp and everything in the effects loop. So literally all the pedals without a cabinet, that goes out into the Torpedo Cabin Plus. And we're running a Marshall Silver Jubilee Vintage 30 loaded 412 cabinet. It's literally the exact same cabinet setup that I use every single episode because I want it to be consistent. And dude, these things fucking rip. I am pleasantly surprised at how great all of these stack. I really am. You know, if I could only choose three, oof, I'd have to say that's a tough one. If you want to know what I would choose, email me, bunkerbrigadepodcast@gmail.com, and ask me and be like, all right, Spuds, what's the reveal? What is it? I can't tell you to not get all five of them because I got all five of them. You know, I may be broke for another few months, but at this point, who gives a shit? And like, I'm not going to really be eating that much food because I'll be busy playing these pedals. I'm not going to like go out and see a movie and get my nails and hair done. Fuck that. I'll be playing this shit. There's a lot of great inspiration here. I'm very, very pleased about it. If you have any combinations that you want to hear, you know, if you want me to try any different cabinets on the Torpedo Cab M Plus, you know, microphone placements, hit me up. Let me know. I won't necessarily like make an entire episode of it, but I'll at least record it and like make you your own private episode. And then you can listen to everything. And then if you want me to publish it, I'll publish it. Like, I don't care. But dude, I get it. I totally get it now. Originally, I was having difficulty seeing what the point was of like all five drives. Keep in mind, this is after I already got the first two, and then I still talked myself into getting a third. And then I was just like, do I really need the other two? Do I really need the other two? No. Did I want the other two? Yes, because I wanted to find out what I was missing out on. I wanted to see what all the hype was about. I wanted to see, you know, if people are just drinking the Kool-Aid or if there's some really good shit here. And it's the latter of the two. It's really, really good shit. The way that they all work together is the cherry on top. I'll go individually one last time and then we'll sign off. So here's Clean. Muse Driver. Noble Screamer. Blues Disorder. Lovely. Super Rodent. Angry Orange. Confirm that it was all eight pedals on all five of the foreign ones plus all three of the effects loop pedals. That was intense, but it was worth it. So until next time, I have been your curiously exquisite host, Spuds. Hugs and chugs from Texas.